The second annual March Against Monsanto is planned for this Saturday, May 23rd. At events around the country and the world, people will gather to protest the use of Roundup and GMO crops, as well as express their distrust of Big Ag in general and Monsanto in particular. The organizers claim there will be marches at over 400 locations. The march will mostly focus on Monsanto's leading role in developing genetically modified foods. It's the kind of event that someone in ag might just ignore, as everyone has a right to their own opinion. But lately, a backlash to the anti-GM movement has been building, and now groups are forming to march against myths about modification. The March Against Myths focuses on the fear-mongering and lack of real science behind the current anti-GMO movement. They note there are a lot of claims, but no scientific evidence to support that GMO foods are in any way harmful to people or the environment. There is a lot of evidence that GMO plants provide better food at a lower cost and with higher production levels. The March Against Myths came about because the anti-GMO movement seems to be gaining traction. It's a recognition that laws are made by politicians who are swayed by the popular vote, not by science. And if the anti-GMO crowd shouts loud and long enough, the politicians may respond and set agriculture and science back 20 years. The improvements that GMO modifications have brought about in crop quality, production efficiency, and flavor could all go away out of fear, not for any valid scientific reason. The organizers hope to calmly and rationally explain the science behind GMO and show the public that there is no basis for GMO fear-mongering. As they say, it's been 20 years since GMOs were introduced. There hasn't been a single documented incident of harm. For more information, Google March Against Myths. I'm Len Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.